Hey everybody, welcome to the Balanced Boss Podcast. I am your host, Lauren Zoller, and today is going to be a special private solo episode. I'm going to talk all about imposter syndrome, the three do's and don'ts of being able to beat it in your own business as a coach, consultant, or entrepreneur. So without further ado, let's jump right in.
Welcome to the Balanced Boss Podcast, where we discuss how to live abundantly in all areas of your life. Here is your host and work-life balance coach, Lauren Zoller.
Okay, so what is imposter syndrome? Chances are, if you are an entrepreneur or if you're just a human being of any kind, you've dealt with imposter syndrome at some point in your life. So according to the Webster Dictionary, the actual legitimate definition of imposter syndrome is the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. Imposter syndrome is simply doubting your accomplishments and feeling like other people will think you're a fraud and that you will get figured out for something that's a false limiting belief or not even true. I deal with so many clients in my business that feel like they're not deserving of success. And believe it or not, imposter syndrome can keep you from success if you don't tackle it on the front end. Now, I was reading the other day that imposter syndrome could potentially be linked scientifically to excess testosterone in the body. But the way that testosterone really affects your body has a multitude of symptoms and problems. And if you continue to allow yourself to sit in imposter syndrome, the chances of you creating more testosterone in your body is very likely. So today I'm going to give you three do's and three don'ts of beating imposter syndrome. If you feel like you're a coach or a consultant who is paralyzed by not being able to show up authentically because you always feel like you're a fraud, it's something that needs to be looked at. The key to success in any business is being able to recognize imposter syndrome when it appears and then doing everything in your power to try to eradicate it as soon as possible. Now, don't get me wrong, I still deal with imposter syndrome all the time. But the difference is having the awareness of knowing that it's starting to appear in your life and then really tapping into the do's and don'ts so that you can shift it immediately. Here's the good news. Every single entrepreneur at some point in their life has dealt with imposter syndrome, and they probably deal with it all the time. So it's not something that you have to be afraid or scared of. The only thing that really is going to affect your work and your life is if you continue to live in the vicious imposter syndrome cycle and you don't do what needs to be done to get yourself out. So let's jump in to the three don'ts first. Don't number one. Do not compare yourself to other people. I see this all the time. And you've probably heard the very famous saying that comparison is the thief of joy. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, it's really easy to get stuck in the comparison game and looking at what other people are doing and not taking the focus on yourself. So the first step in beating any sort of imposter syndrome is being able to recognize that what you have to offer as a coach, as a consultant, as a business owner is completely different than the person that you're looking at comparing yourself to, or even the person that's sitting right next to you. The way that you operate and the way that you show up in the world is authentic to you. You have something that no one else on the planet has. So when you tap into comparison and you start to spiral down the comparison vortex, you're going to continue to live in imposter syndrome and feel like you're not enough. So the first thing to do is to quit comparing yourself to other people. I always tell all of my clients that come to me who are in the online space as coaches and consultants that when it comes to comparison, the number one place we spend the most time is online and on social media. So a great question to ask yourself if you're showing up as an influencer, as a coach, or a consultant is, how do I want to show up online? Do I want to be an educator or do I want to be a consumer? If you're going to educate and you're going to devote your business and your life to educating and holding the space for other people, there is no space for comparison and consuming things that do not propel you, your life, or your business forward. So the first don't in beating imposter syndrome is to do not compare yourself to other people. Focus on yourself. Okay, the second don't say or think that you can do it all. This is one of the biggest things that you can remember in beating imposter syndrome. Saying no and admitting that you don't know is one of the most powerful tools you will ever learn as a human being and as a business owner. You were not put on this planet to know how to do everything. There will be instances in your business and instances in your life where people will come to you and ask if you can help guide them in certain areas. It's really important to know your limitations and know where your zone of genius is. If you're not clear on this, here's an exercise that you can do to get clear on where you can say no and begin to set boundaries. Take out a piece of paper and write down all of the things that you're really good at doing. And then create another column and list all of the things that you love. When you come in conversation with someone as a potential client in your business, then take a look at that list. If they ask for your help on something that is not on the list, say no. Do not admit or say that you can do it all, because you can't. We're all human and we all have our own zone of genius. This is one of the hardest things that I had to learn as a business owner when I first launched my coaching practice. I took every single person that came my way into my business because I thought I needed the money and I really could help them, even if I really didn't have it figured out. And the shift from barely making it by to tapping into success was being able to recognize that I can't do it all and that there was power in being able to say, you know what? I don't know the answer to that, but I will find someone who does. So the second point in shifting and getting past imposter syndrome is being able to admit that you don't have to say or think that you can do it all. All right, third don't. Don't strive for perfection. Perfection is completely unattainable. It's not real. If you want to shift and you want to beat imposter syndrome, you have to come to the realization that you will never reach perfection. It is 100% unattainable and it will never happen. You have to let yourself off the hook. And at the end of every day, ask yourself the question, did I do the best that I could have done for myself today? And if the answer is yes, put a period at the end of the sentence, walk away from whatever it is that you are doing, and have the mind shift that you did the best that you could. So many times when it comes to imposter syndrome and feeling like we're a fraud and feeling like we will get figured out, it all boils down to the fact that we are in our brain thinking that we need to hit some sort of goal that is completely unattainable. Perfection is not attainable. So when you can lower the expectation and really look at what it is that you're able to accomplish from a healthy, balanced space, you'll notice the symptoms of imposter syndrome start to fall off. Okay, so these are the three don'ts. If you're taking notes, make sure that you put big stars by each don't that I just listed, because now we're going to move into the do's. So do number one is do set boundaries. Set boundaries in your life and set boundaries in your business. If you have your piece of paper out and you own your own coaching practice, consulting practice, or if you're an entrepreneur that's in the service-based industry, make a list of all of the things that you do offer. So go back to your zone of genius, look at the things that you're good at doing, the things that you love, and then make a list of all of the things that you offer within your business. And know that if someone comes to you and asks for something that is outside of what you offer, set the boundary that you do not offer that within your business and direct them to someone who does. Beating imposter syndrome is being clear on what you can and cannot offer. So the first to do is to set boundaries. Set boundaries in your life and set boundaries in your business. The second do, which I believe is the most important of all of the three don'ts and all of the three do's, is to do celebrate your wins. I had a coach, a very, very wonderful coach of mine a few years ago, that gave me one of the hardest homework assignments I've ever had in my years of working with coaches. He told me that I needed to set a celebratory goal for when I met a goal in my business. Now, I don't know if you're anything like me, but I am not one to celebrate. I will do everything in my power when I hit a goal to say, okay, awesome, what's next? The biggest shift that I had in my business, from being able to find multiple six figures, was being able to celebrate my wins when I got there. So often, we as business owners do not allow the space for us to celebrate what goes right in our life and our business. Now, when I have a big launch within my business, I set something at the end of that launch that I know I will get to experience once I hit my goal. Whether it's something nice I want to buy for myself or a trip that I want to take, I set that goal, and when it happens, I actually follow through with the celebration. The best way to fight feeling like you're a fraud or fight feeling like you're not deserving of success is to be able to recognize success when it arrives, and knowing that you did that, and celebrate and give yourself a gift for being able to achieve what you set out to do. So do celebrate your success. Set milestones for yourself. And then the very last do is do create a mentor board. Now, this is one of the things that has helped me the most in beating imposter syndrome in my business and in my life. When I first started out in my business, and this is normal for entrepreneurs and coaches, I felt like I was in my own little bubble. All I wanted to do was put my nose to the grindstone and get everything done that needed to get done on a daily basis. What really shifted for me in finding success and feeling like my anxiety was able to come down and lessen was being able to find a strong mentor board. And when I say mentor board, I don't mean just coaches. I don't mean just consultants. I mean friends, family members, and people that are close to you, which also include coaches and consultants, that you can go to as mentors to vent and remind you that you are special and you have something special to share with the world. So if you don't currently have a mentor board, I highly suggest finding one. I have a mentor board for my life, and I also have a mentor board for my business. And just recently, I started to create a mentor board for my own spiritual practice. So now I have spiritual guides that I go to for guidance within my spiritual life. So this is something that you really want to look at. Make sure that the people that you are adding to your mentor board are people that you look up to, who have been somewhere that you want to go, and also people that can hold space for you and remind you of your brilliance and remind you of how wonderful you are. So often we'll bring people into our close inner circle and go to those people for mentorship and for guidance, but they're not rooted in who we are and how we show up in the world in the best light. So make sure that you're constantly checking in with the people that you're bringing in to your mentor space. Are they people that are committed to your growth? Are they people that are committed to their own growth? And do they really see you as having something to offer and bring to the world? Coaches are fantastic to have on your mentor board. Whenever I'm trying to get to a new milestone within my business, I always look for a coach who has been there, who has done it, that I can pull into my circle and learn from so that I can get to that next step in my business. Same thing with my life, same thing with my spiritual practice. So if you do not have a mentor board, I highly suggest finding one in each area of your life so that you can start to level up and continue to grow. So these are the three high-level do's and high-level don'ts that I really, really recommend you tap into if you feel like you're struggling with imposter syndrome. If you feel like you have high levels of anxiety, if you're doubting yourself on a regular basis, or if you feel like you're a fraud and you have nothing to share, start to implement some of these do's and don'ts into your own life and into your business so that you can start to shift imposter syndrome and really stay grounded in who you are and what you have to offer. As always, I am here to answer any questions that you have about beating imposter syndrome, showing up fully in your life and business, and making sure that you're living a successful life that is rooted in balance. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Make sure if you know someone who needs inspiration as a coach or a consultant that you share this episode with them. Like, subscribe, share it with your friends. I'm so grateful to have you as a listener. We'll be back with our interviews next week, and I will see you then.